Well, if we sit here long enough, we might hear the fox out tonight, who's mm-hmm. been an elusive creature for us, because all of our neighbors have seen the fox, and even have video of the fox. My parents have seen the fox. Savannah's favorite animal in the world are foxes.
She and calls I hear this it thing every
spirit
night.
Animal. She's fox tattoos. We've not yet actually laid eyes on the fox. We've been hearing it for months and smell its scent and can see the food that it eats and its paw prints and everyone else has seen it. But for months, we've been trying to see the fox. And as of yet, it's escaped us. But we always hear it at night out back. And
yep.
We're hoping that now with the leaves falling and the view being a bit easier, looking through the bare trees and being able to see more of the brush in the woods from our vantage here, that we'll be able to see the fox. But so far, that's been like the mythical creature that we're hoping to see but haven't yet. As far as ones that we have seen, there's a lot. Probably the great blue heron is like the premier bird in the area. You know, it's huge and eye-grabbing, and you don't see it all the time, but we see it often enough. There's a few right here along the banks. Mm-hmm. So those, the hummingbirds. We love the turtles. There's so many different variety of turtles back there, some mm-hmm. snapping turtles. Of course, the red ear slider, which we know is invasive, but there's plenty of them back there. So many frogs and the beaver. We got some great video of a beaver swimming right here in the creek just underneath the bridge. There's a lot back there. It's hard to pick just one. But I guess probably the fox is the one that we're most interested in. And the great blue heron would be the one that we actually have seen and documented. That's the most interesting to me.
What do you think? For me, it was definitely the hummingbirds. I mean, when I was a kid, it was just so rare to ever see one. And they're just so fast. And here, I mean, all summer long, you're just observing them. They come up so close. And it was the most exciting thing. Like, there's hummingbirds in the middle of a city in Philadelphia. I was never told that there was anything like this going on in Philadelphia. It was just Center City, Philadelphia, Eagles, Phillies. And then you go here and you're just like, there's more wildlife here than I've ever seen in Lancaster. And the fox, definitely for me. I hear it almost every night and I have yet to see it. And I'm out on the third floor with my camera just spying on everything back there as often as I can whenever I get a chance.